Each year, 11 Formula One teams contest 17 races across 5 continents. This sport is a $3 billion a year industry. The competition is ferocious. The world's best engineers fight for an advantage that can be measured in just thousandths of a second. Formula One cars are designed and built to the limits of technology. Technology that is as secret as the most advanced military projects. Formula One star drivers are global celebrities. The teams exploit their high profile to attract massive corporate sponsorship. The money they bring in gets devoured by the need to improve the cars from week to week. In this relentlessly competitive environment, nobody can afford to stand still. British teams have dominated Formula One for the last 40 years. The Italian Ferrari team is the only other to have any sustained success.
We just do it better.
But British teams haven't always done it better. No team can win Grand Prix races without discipline, money, and attention to detail. This harsh lesson was handed out by the great German teams of the 1930s. They brought professionalism to a sport that had previously attracted gentlemen amateurs. The silver arrows of Mercedes-Benz were the pride of Hitler's Germany.
They were in a totally different league.
These Mercedes-Benz W154s crushed the opposition at the 1938 Tripoli Grand Prix, powered by supercharged 3-litre V12 engines. The success of Mercedes-Benz depended on the organisational genius of this man. With his Trilby hat and lounge suit, team manager Alfred Neubauer cut an unmistakable figure in the pit lane. During the First World War, he'd organised the Austrian Army's new motorised artillery units. With the Silver Arrows, he perfected a system of hand and flag signals which allowed him to communicate information to his drivers during a race.
I think every team in Formula One learnt from what Mercedes did.
Neubauer watched as Hermann Lang's huge car was refuelled and made ready for new tyres. One of today's Silver Arrows, a McLaren Mercedes, stands still for just over 7 seconds.